This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right, let's talk about, though, this wide receiver room right now for Kansas City. And most of the conversation has been about, DeAndre Hopkins and what he has done. But we were going through what the rookies have done across the NFL this year at the wide receiver position, and especially because so much of the conversation last night, if you watched at all any of the two crappy games that were going on, Brock Bowers and what he's done, and he's leading all rookie receivers. Also, you had Aroma Dunze for the Bears, who started to play some better football as of late. And it got us thinking more about Xavier Worthy and how he stacks up there. But when you think about how this offense now is moving the football, when they do move the football, obviously, which is not frequently at this point in time.
At this moment, not often.
Xavier Worthy's become like the huge focus and basically the biggest piece of that the last couple weeks.
I'll be honest. I think Xavier Worthy is the Chiefs' best wide receiver. And I know you're going to be like, but DeAndre Hopkins has been around this league a long ass time. And he was obviously a very good addition. And I'm not knocking that ad by the Chiefs. Xavier Worthy is their best wide receiver, and the Chiefs know it. The Chiefs know it because since the Bills game, who has been the number one most targeted wide receiver on the Chiefs? Xavier Worthy. Who has been the man who's been the most consistent in the wide receiver unit since that time? Xavier Worthy. Xavier Worthy over those last five games is on an 850-yard, 17-game pace. Now, look, that's still not 1,200 yards or anything else in between or some of these, like, numbers that would make it beyond. But an 850-yard pace with a couple of touchdowns, and he's getting targeted 5, 6, 7 times per game, they know he's their best wide receiver. And one of the biggest reasons why is he can get open.
Yeah, that's
Hopkins is the best catch guy, but Hopkins can't separate the way Xavier Worthy can.
And that's the difference. DeAndre Hopkins is still the better all-around wide receiver, but Xavier Worthy is the only guy, until maybe Hollywood Brown, we'll find out on Saturday if Brown plays, that can consistently get open and now is starting to clearly learn more of the route tree, hopefully getting more comfortable out there, and that's the matchup mess that he creates for opponents. And that's why I think we've seen the target share go up. And it hasn't been the deep shots recently. They've kind of adjusted what, early in the season, the only chance he was getting was going deep and they weren't connecting. Now you're starting to see drag routes. You're starting to see underneath stuff, kind of what we saw Rashee Rice do a year ago. I'll be curious once Brown is back, how that impacts what Xavier Worthy does in this offense. So I don't totally disagree with you. Like, best wide receiver, he's the most explosive wide receiver. He's the biggest matchup nightmare for opponents. Is he the best wide receiver? I don't know. DeAndre Hopkins still, nobody makes better contested catches. Nobody is consistently able to make the catch when you have to have it. That's still him. But I totally get what you're saying. Now, if we want to look at how we should be viewing Worthy's rookie year, I think if you're disappointed in what he's been doing, I don't know. Did you expect him to have 1,000 yards his rookie year? Because he's seventh among all receivers, rookie receivers this year. And if you take Brock Bowers, the tight end, out of it, who leads all rookie receivers, then he's sixth in the NFL out of the rookie class. And we know they've missed on some deep passes. So, like, if you're just going to say you want him to connect on those, sure. All of a sudden, he's probably a 750-yard receiver. He's got double the touchdowns as Aroma Dunze as well. So, who's sixth? I don't think it's been a bad rookie year at all. I think this has been really promising. And you mentioned the Buffalo game, week 11. Since then, he's going on that, I'll call it kind of the second half run that we were hoping to see and that Rashee Rice had. His numbers in the uptick is not much different than what we saw Rashee Rice do in the back half of last year.
No, he just started having 80, 90 yards a game instead of 50, 60 yards a game, which is what we're seeing right now out of Xavier Worthy. But that could be simply boiled down to one thing. It would be 80 yards a game if he would just get once every other game, once every third game, one of those long passes that had been thrown his way. He had another one in which he was open in the previous game. Patrick Mahomes overthrew him by 7 to 10 yards, but it was open once again. So if those passes start getting completed just every once in a while, well, then he is a 1,000-yard receiver, and I can see a 1,000-yard receiver there. Look, if you want to make this a long-term conversation, I feel even better. Because then I know, starting week 5, 6, how long do we think Rashee Rice is going to be out next year?
Well, health-wise, I think he'll be available. You know, the suspension part is the big question. So okay. I'll say mid-October.
So let's just say he's available week 1 from a health perspective. But then, yeah, it's mid-October before he comes back. Well, then a wide receiver unit in which they fully established Xavier Worthy as a real weapon and Rashee Rice is on the other side. Look, then you don't even have to worry about the, do we have to bring back DeAndre Hopkins? Do we need a one-year deal with Hollywood Brown? You can explore those deals, but they're not the make or break for the wide receiver unit, depending on what you get out of him. Xavier Worthy has shown to me, I think he's their best. I think he's their most talented wide receiver. I think he's their best wide receiver. And I think the rest of the way, if you made me guess from this week until the end of the postseason, who is the number one yardage getter for the Chiefs at wide receiver, I think it's Xavier Worthy. Like, I think it's Xavier Worthy. Like, I don't know if that's who you would pick, but that's what I think we're seeing in Xavier Worthy, is that they think he's their number one target.
Well, target share wise, that's where he's been. That is where he's been at the last couple weeks. I think that, again, there's a difference between that and like best wide receiver. If we're just talking about who can get the most separation right now in the wide receiver room, yeah, it's absolutely Xavier Worthy. I still think on a key third down, got to have a catch, Cody.
Yeah,
it's Kelce
fair.
And it's D-Hop first.
Yeah.
And that's just the veteran.
And it'll be Rashee Rice next year. It doesn't need to be Worthy ever, honestly. For sure. There's other people doing that job.
But, you know, Xavier Worthy by no means has had a bad, anybody saying he's had a bad rookie season, they're just not paying attention. It's not been a bad rookie season at all. And by the time we get another three games in, all of a sudden you watch Worthy's going to finish right around the range where I think a lot of people thought he could be, 600, 700 yards.
It's like we've been skewed a little bit because obviously different wide receivers do different things. He was taken in the lower part of the first round. He's supposed to be a viable player, but like this is a far more, you can tell when guys are going to be productive a lot earlier. This is far more productive than Sky Moore ever was. This is far more productive.
Sure, we knew that pretty early on.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that was evident early on. But also what I don't think we should do, though, is let's say Worthy finishes with 700. Next year, though, if you're like, oh, he's got to be a 1,300-yard receiver, that's also just a crazy expectation. No, next year I would like, then the next step is, can he be a 900 to 1,000? Can he be an 850 to 1,000? I get... He was a first-round pick, and we want him to be the next Justin Jefferson. We want him to be the next Devonta Smith and all that. Like I understand, but next year, I guess, are we already setting the table where if I tell you he's going to have 1,000 yards, you're not going to think that's good enough? Like that's my only thing. We shouldn't assume that next year because he had a 700 that he's just going to double his production next year. It doesn't work that way.
I'll be honest, Devonta Smith is exactly who I want him to turn into, and that is not a crazy number. That is, he was a 1,000-yard receiver last year, or he was a 1,200-yard receiver last year. That was a little high. 1,000-yard receiver the year before, and he'll probably be a barely over 1,000-yard receiver this year. He's got 916 now and 5 touchdowns. The dream scenario for me, based on the trajectory that Rashee Rice showed for a few games this year, is that they're A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. But I'll take 90% of both of them. Does that make sense? Because that's what it feels like it's heading towards. Devonta Smith in his rookie year, by the way, finished with 56 catches for 662 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Very close to what we're probably going to see from Worthy when it's all said.
Dangerously close. So when we start talking about Xavier Worthy next year and the leap I want to see, I'd like to see him become a 900 to 1,000-yard wide receiver.
As long as that's where we're at, I'm just saying.
I'm not trying to turn him into 1,500-yard Jamar Chase next year.
Yeah.
But although in fairness, my expectations for Rashee Rice got really high before the season, as you remember. Like, I thought he should be an 1,100-yard receiver. And then I watched him for a few games, and I'm like, I might have sold him short.
Yeah, the tricky thing with him.
Because now the injury.
The tricky thing with him will be coming back from an injury, being at it'll be over a year since he last played a snap by the time. That's a next year problem. That's a next year conversation.
Yeah, but like when you look at Xavier Worthy right now, I think there's a pretty good chance he's the player who's going to surprise these teams come postseason time. Because you're going to be like, man, I knew you had a good receiver in Xavier Worthy. But yeah, he doesn't rank up there with what Thomas and Neighbors and McConkie and Harrison Jr. have done. But to be honest, all of those guys but Ladd and McConkie are losers. Bowers, they don't have anyone else to throw to. Thomas, they don't have anybody else to throw to. And some of those numbers become inflated.
Yeah, their teams are losers. Yeah,
they're great receivers, and they'll probably be better receivers than Xavier Worthy is in his career base, for all I know. But a lot of those a lot of those guys are getting as many catches and yardage because they got anyone else to throw to. Okay. That's it. The only person they're throwing to in New York is Malik Nabers, who is a great wide receiver and I'm sure will continue to be. The only miss, I would say, is like if you made me redraft and the Chiefs had to pick at the exact same spot. They don't get to just go up and take Bowers or Thomas or whatever. And they had to pick at the exact same spot. The only one you'd find me trying to switch is McConkey. That's the only one where I'd be like, eh, what if we did a little swap? Because I see how he fits the Chiefs offense. Outside of that, I feel really good where Worthy's headed. But I also just feel good about it this year. This is not like a just long-term thing. I think he's an important player for them this year now. It just took them, like it always does, 10 weeks before they figured it out.